We are back. You're listening to the WGXC Monday Afternoon Show, and we are joined on the air right now by Jessica Wolfson and Paul Loveless of Lost Footage Films. Jessica and Paul are the directors and producers of the 2012 documentary Radio Unnameable. Paul is also a co-editor on the film. Film is has been called a visual and aural collage that tells the story of the legendary New York City disc jockey Bob Fass, who pioneered free expression on the airwaves with his long-running FM program Radio Unnameable. Jessica and Paul, are you there with me?
We are.
Thanks for having us.
We are so glad. We're so glad to have you with us. I actually just watched the film this morning.
Oh, great!
Which was really fun, and it is screening in our town this week, all week. And I have so many questions for you two. And I'm mostly really curious about your work in producing a film and not a radio piece about this radio show and what it was like to create a visual landscape that spoke to some of the to Bob's freeform radio show.
Sure. Well, you know, there are very few films, especially documentaries, about radio, and because the challenge of matching visuals to audio is very hard. You know, you see a lot of audio in films, and you just see, you know, a line or a blank screen or a photograph, and we wanted to be more creative with that. You know, the film is really dictated by Bob's incredible archive. He has thousands of reel-to-reel tapes dating back to 1963, full of some amazing radio moments. And because it's a free-form radio show, we really wanted to create a free-form visual style. You know, using the visuals not as a literal direction of what you're hearing on the, you know, through the air, but really just kind of giving you the visceral sense of what it's like to listen to the radio in the middle of the night, usually alone, you know, with your imagination running. So, you know, some of the imagery that we have is literal when it has to do with specific events, but a lot of it has a much more emotional feel to it.
Hmm. And I imagine you two spent many, many, many hours. I mean, there's a lot of talk in the film about the intimacy of that radio program. I imagine you guys have developed a really intimate relationship to some of the archives that you went through. Can you talk a little bit about the archival process, what it meant to sort through decades of radio?
Sure. I mean, Bob Fass's archive goes back to the very beginning of his program, which is 50 years ago in 1962. So, you know, there were thousands and thousands and thousands of open reel audio tape living in his house, and we, with the help of many others, we were able to organize and catalog and transfer not all of it, but, you know, hundreds and hundreds of hours. And, you know, we'd never worked with reel-to-reel tape before, which is everything he recorded from 62 to 77 was on reel-to-reel tape. And learning how to put it up on the machine and hear this audio coming off the tape that hadn't been heard for 40, 50 years was just incredible. I mean, the intimacy of it, I mean, we felt like we were, you know, in some other time and place, just hearing these voices on the radio, and it was, you know, immensely powerful.
There must be so much, like so much stuff that you had, that you've held so dear that couldn't make it into the film.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one thing about Bob's show is that it was 5 or 6 hours long. And so what was really fantastic was that you could, you know, and because it was free form, it changed constantly. So the beginning of the show and the end of the show were completely different. You know, he would start out maybe playing music or having a guest talking or, you know, jamming that night. And then he would take phone calls. And the phone calls could change the direction of the show. And it was really fantastic, but it also meant that we had to listen to every hour, you know, because something incredible could happen in the last 5 minutes of the show that, you know, hadn't happened earlier. And, you know, so we really had to kind of, you know, select very specific moments that we wanted to feature in the film. And it doesn't give it, it gives it a taste, but not the real kind of essence of what his show was like. So what we've done and what we're continuing to do is post the longer shows on our website.
Oh.
So Unnameable Movies, so that any.com, and anyone who wants to go and listen to kind of the longer pieces and get that real feeling of how his show just ebbed and flowed, you can do it online.
Hey, Jessica and Paul, this is Noah, Sarah's co-host. I was curious, how did you guys stumble upon a Bob Fass's show, Radio Unnameable, and what made you want to tell the story about it, and the story about, which is also sort of the story of WBAI and community radio in New York?
Sure. I mean, I had done a previous movie about the Holy Modal Rounders, this kind of psychedelic folk band from Greenwich Village, New York's Greenwich Village, and they were regulars on Radio Unnameable, and one of the members of that band introduced us to Bob Fass and to Radio Unnameable. And that was really the first introduction of hearing this show, which was unlike, and we're radio fans, unlike any other show we had come across before. And also, for making that film, we heard that he was sitting on the substantial archives. So, you know, we knew it would be a challenge, but we also knew that, you know, his career had dovetailed and intertwined with so many movements and individuals, and also how radio's evolved over that time, and media as well. So, we knew that there was really, you know, there was a compelling story to be told.
It's true. There's a lot of other stories that woven into the story of Radio Unnameable and Bob Fass. There's a sort of cultural history of what was going on in New York and around the world in the 60s and 70s. There's the really complicated history of WBAI. Can you talk a little bit about some of the challenges in weaving together so many of those different threads? I can't imagine the urge to go on tangents. I don't think I would have the self-control to produce the kind of film that you guys did.
You know, we kept reminding ourselves and Bob that this was a 90-minute film and that we really did have to kind of pick and choose specific moments and, you know, tell things in sometimes, you know, very brief encapsulated ways. And, you know, that is a challenge. You know, WBAI has been around for almost 60 years, and their history is very complicated and very convoluted and has, you know, very influential as well. And, you know, how do we kind of get the essence of that but not, you know, focus an entire film on the nuances?
Mm-hmm.
And so we had an incredible editor named Greg Wright who came in late in the project after we had gathered all of this material, and he was really great because he brought a fresh look and a new eye to how to make this streamlined. And, you know, we owe a great deal of the film and its success to him.
I also read somewhere, I know that there's a lot in the film that featured music from the show itself, but there was also original music for the film. Is that true?
Yes. Jeffrey Lewis, who is a New York-based singer, songwriter, cartoonist, artist, and, you know, pretty talented individual who, you know, we're friends with and also huge fans of, he composed the original music for the film, and he also has been a regular on Bob's program over the last, I don't know, maybe 10 years or so. So really, I mean, the scope of his music and his feel for the subject matter, you know, is really, you know, made us want to ask him first, and thankfully he agreed to do it.
I'm also wondering, at the end of the film, there's a lot of questions raised about the future of radio, about the future of WBAI and that, and their program schedule. And I'm wondering if you could speak at all about the significance of telling this story now, today, in whatever way you want to answer that question. But what does it mean to be screening this film in particular around the country?
Well, you know, when you take a look at what Bob was doing on air in the 60s, the 70s, even today, you know, you really can draw parallels to what is happening in media now. And people don't realize that things like Facebook and Twitter have huge histories and, you know, equally as important movements before, you know, the last 10, 5 or 10 years. But what Bob Fass was doing as creating a community of his listeners where people would call in and report events that were happening on the street or having issues and having them solved on the air. I mean, really does draw the lines to what's going on in social media today. And, you know, his radio is, you know, it's said in the film, he has had influence on people who don't even know that they have, that they've been influenced by Bob Fass. I mean, people like Howard Stern, his radio is so different than what Bob is doing. You know, there you can directly pinpoint correlations, you know, to, you know, that history. So, you know, we thought that that was really important. And even the political movements like Occupy Wall Street, you can talk directly to what the Yippies, Abby Hoffman, Paul Krasner, and Bob Fass, were doing during the Vietnam War. You know, that same sort of energy, the same sort of idea of, you know, getting the youth together. You know, very, very similar parallels.
It's a, you know, I'm really excited to have exactly, to ask Bob about some of exactly what you just brought up. But I'm curious, because we have you two on the phone, about lost footage films and what kind of work you two do or what your next project is.
Well, we you know, this is the first feature film that we've directed together. We've done several short films, and we're currently developing some projects that we hope to get going soon. But nothing, you know, nothing really that we could announce yet. But Jessica has a couple.
I have two other films that I am producing. One is called A Girl and a Gun, which is going to premiere at Doc NYC, which is a documentary film festival in New York City. And it is a feminist look at the gun industry, or guns as seen through the eyes of women. You know, a very important and in-depth dialogue, but you don't really hear women discussing it. So I'm really excited about that. And then I have another documentary called Revenge of the Mekons, which is about the British punk rock group the Mekons turned kind of alt-country, and their amazing art collective and their ability to, you know, stay together after 30 years of not being a successful but very amazing band.
Well, we're gonna move into a conversation with Bob Fass in just a couple minutes, and I wanted to I realized I do have one more question, which is from your perspective, can you talk about the relationship that you guys had with Bob Fass and making the film and his relationship to the process?
Sure. I mean, we approached Bob, and we just made a cold call 5 or 6 years ago and asked him if he'd be interested. And he, you know, it took a while to get to know him, and ultimately we've become friends. It's pretty remarkable how he's opened up his access to him, his life, and his archive. I mean, it's a pretty incredible amount of trust that he's placed in us, and we're grateful for that. And he's seen the film many times. We just did a screening on this past Friday night where we all did a Q&A together. We really value the relationship and are really proud of what the film is, and we hope that others who may not have grown up with them can be inspired and moved by a story like we were.
Well, Jessica and Paul, thank you guys so much for joining us. If people are just tuning in, we've been talking to Jessica Wolfson and Paul Lovelace about Radio Unnameable. Radio Unnameable is actually playing in Hudson this week. It's playing all week. It has been playing all week, and we are giving away tickets on the air right now as well. So if people want to call in for tickets, we have tickets, a set of tickets to every show this week. You can call us at 518-697-7400. And Jessica and Paul, thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Sarah and Noah.
Thanks for having us. Enjoy talking to Bob.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.